from the Figure Four Online Studios in beautiful Bothell, Washington, exclusively at WrestlingObserver.com. You're listening to the Brian and Vinny Show with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Big Vinny V.
Gritty, you are number one. All of your reports are so much fun. Wrestling memoirs and the soaps, Facebook and some funny jokes. Granny, you are number one. Granny, you are number one. Put that guilt on your grandson.
Don't visit your grandmother, Brian.
If a mess really blows, just give it a big fat minus O. Granny, you are number one. Granny, you are number one.
All right, everybody, it's Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig and Sean show here. It's July 8th, 2025, figure4online.com/wrestlingobserver.com. The beginning of a busy week. Granny, what's going on?
Same old, same old.
Yeah, I hear Friday is the big day. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. Vinny's coming, right?
On Friday.
He doesn't even know what's going on.
It's Friday.
Danny's going to the old folks' home. He's singing Elvis.
Wow.
Yeah, what time, Granny?
I sent the message to you. It's a quarter to three.
He's there at a quarter to three?
At an afternoon.
Okay.
Congrats in the afternoon, not the middle of the
I mean, matinee.
Can't be 2:30 or 3 o'clock.
2:45.
Well, I know, Granny. I'm just asking why it has to be such a specific time. Like, does he have to get to bed early or something? What's going on?
There's a Doobie Brothers cover band at 4.
Was that it?
Happy hour.
Wow.
Sounds happy.
Starts early.
Well, that's good.
I noticed that next week he was doing, like, a free show at the Muckleshoot Casino. Over in Auburn.
I love that casino.
Yeah. You know what? I'll bet it's 2:45 so they can get you guys out of there in time to start
dinner. Does dinner start at 3:30?
Yeah, it starts at like 4 or 4:30. That's 4:30, right? 4:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Glad we're all on the same page.
I just cut down my food hours.
What does that mean?
Means I'm only have one meal a day. Because I had 200 left over. So I'm going to cut down and do a lot of my own.
Wait a second. You paid for 700 hour or 700 points? How many points do you have?
I start out with 680.
Okay, 680.
And I had 200 left.
Okay, so because you only had 200 left, you're going to eat out less?
Yeah.
But the points don't roll over and you don't get your money back, right?
Yes, I do. I get $200 off my rent.
Oh. You get a dollar for every point that you don't use, you get a dollar off your rent?
No. I lose all that.
What?
See, Sean's confused as well. Craig acts like he knows exactly what she's talking about.
If I stay on, like this time when I had the 200 left over,
yes,
I get nothing.
Okay, so why don't you keep eating instead of making more food at home because you have 200 points remaining? Why don't you use the last 200 points?
Well, for one thing, I don't like most of their food anymore.
Wow.
So I just usually have lunch.
Wow.
Fix my own dinner.
I can't believe you turned on the bistro.
Maybe instead of spending to get the points, she's going to use that money towards rent. Is that what she's saying?
No. She gets the same amount every month.
Yeah. Yes. Whatever.
Okay, anyway, what do we got in the Facebook, Vinny? I got too many questions.
Oh, good. Here's more.
We stay on me.
Late, so questions, it reads.
I got a question. How come you don't like the bistro anymore? Like, we've been going since you moved in, and literally nothing has changed. It's the exact same menu every week. If you liked it at the beginning, you know what I'm saying?
It's not the same menu.
You think they've changed the menu?
Yes. Well, I think they changed the cook. They won't let me know, but I think that's what happened.
So Chef Boyardee there?
So the guy that makes the hamburger and the fish and chips, he's not as good as the old guy that made the hamburger and the fish and chips?
No, the fish and chips are the same, but the regular daily menu is different.
So the special, you're not a fan of the special?
That's right.
I see. Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
This was better than the question I sent you for Granny?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't get it in time.
I sent it to you yesterday.
I didn't get it in time. We can always do it next week. I know you're very upset about what happened with Pearl Jam. Or no, what is it? It's
I heard about it.
Ozzy.
No, it's Pearl Jam.
Well, they're both in the
news. There's two things.
One retired,
Ozzy's
one broke
retiring,
up.
Yeah. And Cameron Stone left Pearl Jam.
No.
No.
That was close. What questions do we have, Granny?
Cameron Stone is my son, by the way.
I know that. God. Does nobody have a sense of humor around here?
Do the listeners know that?
There was a thing on Twitter today with Dave. I nearly died. Shall I read it here?
Yes.
Okay.
We're off the rails.
Is it about Mildred Burke?
No.
I laughed at that one.
This one is amazing, okay? So Dave posted something about the rating or whatever. And this guy, he tweets, they had an HGTV show going up against them. That made them lose at least a million. Dave takes this completely seriously and says, oh, the comprehension impaired student raises his hand. Why did this HGTV show do that night? If it did an 0.20 or better, I'd have mentioned it. I was dying. HGTV? This was clearly a joke. Home and Garden TV did not do millions of viewers for any show on Monday night.
Someone was hyping up the Four Horsewomen, and Dave made a comment about how Mildred Burke had more main events than all of
them
put together.
Let's do some questions, Vinny.
If you want to.
I do.
Oh, well, this will turn things around. John Tab Somerville, hey, top fan. Question for Brian.
Oh.
Who is the greater alumni from Bothell High class of 1994, Sean Garrett or Vincent Verhey? Those are your only options.
The greater, well, I mean, it's obviously Sean. He's got an Emmy.
That's true.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah. You've been beat.
Yeah. More people recognize Vinny on the street, though.
That's true.
I've been all over the place, and people are like, hey, Vinny!
Boo and deride me and all that. Jacob Walton, the top fan. I popped Granny.
Somehow no one dislikes you, but they all dislike me. We review the same shows.
It's a great mystery.
It really is.
Jacob Walton, the top fan. Granny, have you ever stood in a long line before to meet a famous person or celebrity? If so, who was it? How long was the wait in line? He's anticipating very long lines when he and his wife go to StarCast.
Man.
I don't think I ever stood in line. I don't like him well enough to have to stand in line.
You wouldn't stand in line for Danny?
I don't think so.
You should have seen the line for George Norrie.
I didn't have to.
Golly, it was in that Everett Historic Theater, and like it went down the stairs and around the whole gimmick, and it's like, oh my God. I kind of wish I would have waited in line, but nah.
I did many years ago, stand in line to meet Mick Foley.
Wow.
But it was at a Hooters, so it wasn't that bad.
Oh, I was there.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
In Linwood.
Yeah. I stood in line to meet the voice cast of Animaniacs.
Did that too, at the mall.
Yeah, we did a lot of things together.
They should have been behind a curtain.
Actually, I have photos of that day.
Yeah. I had that was during the mustache phase. We were talking about mustache on Sunday. Yes, it's a horrible photo. Absolutely horrible photo.
Well, I will tell, who was this that asked the question?
Jacob Walton.
Jacob Walton. Coach Walton, a former winner of the prediction contest.
Oh, wow.
Well, Coach, here's the thing. It depends on who you want to meet. Some people, some people will have long lines, and some people will have no one in their line at all. So,
my brother and I have a photo with Chavo and Eddie Guerrero.
Oh, wow.
From prior to WrestleMania.
Yeah. Deborah Lynn says, Granny, what career would you pursue if you graduated from high school this year? And then they say, without the expectation to get married and have kids right away, like when you were growing up.
Oh, psychologist.
A psychologist.
A psychologist?
You'd want to study people's minds.
Wow.
Yep.
Golly. What a question, by the way.
I thought, yeah.
Thank God. That's one time when I'm like, thank God I'm 50. I would not want to be doing that right about now.
That'd be fun now.
It would? Okay. Mm-hmm.
John Pincus wants to know, do you think...
What's stopping you?
Are you kidding?
No.
Should I sign up and take
You could go to community college and take classes in psychology. It's not like we're asking you to try out for the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Just, if I had a chance, I'd try it.
All right, well, we'll figure something out.
John Pincus asks, do you think when a Bigfoot gets old, he should live at Granny's old folks' home?
Why not?
Who's to say he doesn't?
I've been there.
You didn't see him?
Most people there are hairless.
Okay, then.
Andrew Collins, yet another top fan.
Just saying.
Granny, do you know there's a soap opera podcast on Spotify called Soapy?
No, never heard of it.
Not a lot of hair amongst the 90-year-olds.
Thanks, Brian.
In general.
Andrew also sent Brian a video of a dog doing the Young and the Restless intro, and he hopes you saw it.
Yes, I did.
Did Granny see it?
I don't know if Granny saw it or not.
I can't hear you too well today.
What?
Maybe your glasses are the things that are supposed to go over your ears. Maybe they're in your ears.
Brandon Powell, yet another top fan. If you had to go on a road trip, who are three wrestlers you would want to join you? Not Samito.
Oh, come on. Vinny and Buddy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't have anybody that I want to go with.
You want to go with The Undertaker?
Nope. I didn't really like him personally.
Oh.
Wow. Jeez.
He did the cameo for you and everything.
Poor Mark.
Poor Mr. Canterbury.
Callus. He's not a hog farmer.
Oh, yeah. I got the... Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Sorry, Marks. Got your name wrong.
What a last name, by the way. Callus. But like an actual Callus, not like how Don Callus spells it.
You got a problem with his name?
No, I heard there's a famous player named Callus, Don Callus.
He got a picture with him.
Yeah, Don Callus took a picture with Don Callus.
Baseball player or?
Football.
Football player.
College
football.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do remember that. Yes.
No relation.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Joe Kurdiak says, what kind of car would you never get if you had to buy one?
What kind of car would you never get?
What car do you not want?
One with wheels?
I never wanted foreign cars. I always wanted the U.S.-made cars.
Wow.
Probably like the Flintstones car.
That's a 95-year-old right there. Yeah, I don't want a car that I have to use my legs for the locomotion.
My very first car, I drove it into the ground, and by the time I got rid of it, it would not go backwards at all. So if I had to reverse, I either had to park on a hill where gravity would do the work, or parks were flat, where I could, in fact, open the door and push with my feet like Fred Flintstone. Hmm. Yeah. Didn't get a lot of value for that in trade-in. Jeremy Plotkin, still more top fan. Before doors were invented, how did people tell knock-knock jokes?
You knock on the side of the cave. You can still knock. Oh, boy. You know? Hmm.
Sean Mulligan, if you were to have a dinner party, what four famous people would you invite?
Oh, gee.
Danny.
What's with all the questions about famous people and meeting people and everything?
Well, I'll do a next one instead, then?
Sure.
All right.
Harry Houdini would probably be one.
Sean has a lot to say.
Yeah. Thomas Edison. Pick his brain a bit.
Thomas Edison?
Yeah.
What are you going to ask him? What did you feel like when you turned that light on for the first time?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
He had a massive... I mean, yeah, that guy was very smart.
What's your favorite invention that didn't get made? I actually got a lot of questions for him. But he's dead.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
I believe I'm saying this name correct. Aiden Turgay.
Probably not.
Probably not. What is Granny's favorite vegetable?
Baby carrots.
Baby carrots. Do you prefer them cooked or raw?
Cooked.
Yeah. Nice, easy, chewable food.
Good for a baby.
Dylan Maley. Still yet another top fan. What is Granny's favorite part about living at the senior center? Not the food, apparently.
It's been about a year, so the answer is officially nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Visits.
I like the quiet.
The quiet.
If I hear a noise outside, I don't have to worry about being attacked.
That's true.
That is actually great news.
Yeah.
That's a strong plus.
You were gravely concerned about being attacked in your old house?
Safety is a good thing to have.
That was a bad area.
It was?
A lot of bad stuff happened there.
Zach Hamstatt has two totally unrelated questions. What is some advice you would tell yourself at 35 if you had a time machine?
No. Just be good.
Go back to school because it's going to get more expensive.
Yeah, that's right. Go back to school.
Still time, Granny.
It's like a 35. College,
right? It ain't going to be cheaper when you're 100.
You got to go back to school at 35.
Some people
finish my degree. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I had 2 months left. I should go back.
I didn't know you were that close.
That was pretty close too, and I got that internship.
It was a year and 8 months.
Well, okay, it's an associate's degree, which is fine.
Yeah,
I don't know that.
I didn't even get that.
Yeah. Question number two: what is your favorite recipe?
Oh,
Bridget's peanut butter cookies.
Strong answer.
That sounds good.
They are good.
Only I've got a daughter that does cookies too, so.
Do you like cake instead of Bundt cake? Or key lime pie? She's making a lot of key lime pie lately. I think she's made one. People tried it and was like, this is what I want. She made more.
One more.
Preet Paul says, question for all. I like to clarify who the question's for. Mm-hmm. What is your biggest big purchase regret?
A car.
A car?
Well, which one?
I had a Pontiac Grand Am, I think it was, that was my own. Because when I left the company, my husband came home and said, sorry, that's a company car. You can't drive it anymore. So I just...
He owned the company, by the way.
I just went and bought myself a car.
Good job.
It's not a big purchase, but I bought a Zune.
A Microsoft what? Zune?
Yes.
A Zune?
People I know who had those loved them.
Yeah, well, luckily I got it home, and before I opened it, my wife talked me down, and I took it back and got an iPod.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mine is not technically a purchase, but 20-some years ago, long before I met my lovely wife, Bridget, I was in Las Vegas at an adult establishment, and the same weekend as, like, the Concrete Workers Convention.
Okay.
And so women had flown in from around the world to serve them. To perform for them, I should say. Perform for them is the better way to put it.
So you bought a hard hat?
So I'm not... I'm just going to say that a young woman from Colombia went home with a lot of my money.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bought a PS4 and I used it once.
Probably a better answer than mine.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. All right. Let's get going on Granny's
probably
gimmick.
Cheaper.
Well, anyway, I watched whatever you had on there. I don't know if I told you last week or not.
Yeah, you did.
I saw her on another show being interviewed.
Miss Aubrey?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I watched that. Anyway.
Are you going to tell us about it or what?
Well, I didn't pay too much attention.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you watched it then.
Yeah. I watched it, but, you know, the things go over your head.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyway. This is WrestleMania 5.
WrestleMania 5?
Hogan versus Savage.
That is the match.
Yeah. Yeah.
And at the time, Savage was the champ.
Yes.
Correct.
And this one was kind of, the announcers, one of them liked Hogan and the other liked Savage. So they were arguing back and forth through the whole thing.
Sounds right.
And let's see. And Elizabeth came out all dressed up, and the announcer said, "Elizabeth is going to go home, whoever the winner is." And so, and now she was Savage's girlfriend at the time, and they started out by playing cat and mouse and head drops mostly on Hogan. Arm bar. Hogan got eyes poked, were bleeding. Savage out of the
His
ring.
His eyes were bleeding?
That's unfortunate.
His eyes were bleeding.
Holy smokes.
Savage
out of the ring. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Savage out of the ring. Elizabeth tries to help him. Savage told her to go away. I can't remember. She stayed, though. So then Hogan was hurt and out of the ring. Then Elizabeth tried to help him. Savage saw it and can't remember if she left. Hogan got punched so much that after a while, he just all of a sudden snapped. And
jeez.
He beat Savage really bad. Mm. And he'd go up, jump up the roof from up above and all that. And finally he got a sub on him, and then a three count. I gave that a 8.
An 8.
Wow.
That's a good match.
I seem to recall that was a pretty good match. Savage was in his prime.
Yeah.
Hogan wasn't past his prime.
No, it's one of those very much 1980s matches where they do like the last heel near fall, and Hogan makes his comeback, and between the time he starts to hook up and the time the referee counts 3 is no more than 60 seconds.
Sure, yeah. And
rush to that finish.
And that drama with Elizabeth, and that was all good stuff.
Well, did Elizabeth die of overdose of drugs?
I'm afraid so.
Yes.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Quite the segue.
Okay. Okay, now I guess the soaps.
Sure.
Everybody's still in the train.
Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me.
But there was a kind of new twist this week.
Oh.
Because Cole...
The train's going backwards.
I was going to say.
Cole...
Another car.
Who used to be Victoria, who is Victor's daughter, they used to be married. And he was gone for many, many years. And all of a sudden, he came back. And he's only been on there for a little while. So, yesterday, he died.
Oh. Wow.
Like in real life or on the show?
Well, I thought it was real life, but I looked it up, and I don't think so.
Okay. Because
you know how you see stuff on at the computer and stuff where they flash something, and you think, oh, well, that's what they did. They flashed that Cole had died before for real life.
A lot of silly things you see online sometimes.
Yeah, oh, it's terrible. Nothing's true anymore.
That actually may be right.
Okay, and as far as...
You know, I'm looking at the chat here, and it's all subscribers, but then I look down here at the bottom, it says 114 watching. I think everyone's watching for free right now.
Huh?
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to yet another free show. Enjoy it while you can, because we're going to put a stop to that soon enough. You can watch the rest of this one, but Jared, fix it for next time. All right, go ahead.
What happened?
I don't know. Somehow they're showing it up free again.
Uh-oh.
But once it's done, it's done. We're taking it down. Got it?
And then there is Phyllis. She finally got to meet Kane. And she wanted to be on his team so bad that she promised that she would be against her whole family, all of her friends, just to be one of his members of his gang or whatever he is. So he hasn't told her yet whether she can be on it or not, but that's a bad move for her. And Adam, who is Victor's son, stayed back, and he found out that Kane was coming back to the town and buying up a whole bunch of property. So he found his way up to the train to tell him. And so now they're trying to figure out how to get Kane out of there. So, and Audra, the one that's trying to romance Kyle, he's gonna backfire on her on that one. And so that's as far as the... So they're all going to somehow get out of the train pretty soon, I guess.
So this Young and the Restless program airs on the station I work for. And I went up to the lunchroom where we have our station playing so people can watch it if they want. And this Young and the Restless happened to be on. And one of my coworkers was watching it while I was eating. And sure enough, two people were on this train. And I got to talk to my coworker about these people on the train and how evil Victor is. And
wow.
He thought I
You acted like you knew what you were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, then did you start talking more and then you were completely confused?
Yeah.
Okay, that usually happens.
I did what I could.
Mm.
That was your first mistake.
Yeah.
See, I if I saw the show, I wouldn't recognize it at all. I wouldn't have any idea what's going on. It wouldn't occur to me that this is the same show Granny talks about. So.
Well, I just publicized the fact that this show is free, so do your best, everybody. Put on your be on your best behavior.
Right, I was half asking.
Fuckers.
Before.
All right, Granny, what do we got?
And quarter acid now.
Wait till they hear this shift review of Mid South.
We got the trivia
with Tim Horton.
All right.
Okay, let's see what we got here. See if I did it yet last week again.
What?
I got up.
Oh, if you repeat a question.
Yeah, I okay. got up here on the corner, the eighth. So that must be the right one. Name the film from the year 2000 about two rival cheerleading teams.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. Vinny and I went to see that.
Yes, we did. I think we did have that
together.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the many things we did, like climbing the Statue of Liberty together, watching Bring It On together.
Eiffel Tower.
Oh, yeah. I climbed the Statue of Liberty. Weren't you also on that trip in eighth grade?
I guess I would have been.
I guess, yeah, I think you were.
I don't think
we went up together.
Hung out at all there then, but...
That was something I don't recommend.
No. Could you a serious question. Could you even see out the windows?
I couldn't see a thing.
Yeah, they went like way up.
I don't even know how you got up it. I barely got up it. I was 116 pounds.
I was skinny then.
Golly.
I was real thin.
Yeah.
You were really there?
The actual Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, we went to Washington, D.C. in the eighth grade, and we went to...
took a train up to New York.
Europe in my senior year.
Yeah.
Oh, you went
And then we went and saw Cats. Right? That was that same trip.
Yeah, that would have been that show. That trip.
Yes.
I liked
it. And I bought something. What did I buy there?
At Cats?
No, I bought something on that trip, like some wacky...
You bought me back two cuckoo clocks.
Did I?
Yeah.
Wow. Huh.
I still have them, but I lost the key while moving.
That's too bad.
What is the normal number of teeth for an adult human?
We already did this one last week.
Yep.
32 teeth.
Well, nope. Then there must be...
That's your Hanalei.
This is a new one.
She's got 50.
Whose song titled The Shape of You?
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. We had that one last
week, too. God, we had that one last week, too.
Brian, we did not.
Yes, we did. Dude, how many are here, Granny? Five people. Four of us all said that we had the same one last week.
This is weird.
Well, go to another page.
Well, I guess that'd be another one then. Okay, I'll have to start over. Name the 1955 animated movie which famously featured two dogs romantically sharing a plate of spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah.
Sure. Lady and the Tramp. Mm-hmm.
1955?
That's old, dude.
I didn't realize that movie was so
I actually
old.
Thought it was from the 40s.
What was the name of the punk band that featured members named Dee Dee, Joy, Johnny,
the
and
Ramones.
Tom? I have to look down here now.
It's the Ramones.
Yep.
What was
even
it?
I know it's the Ramones.
The Ram the ones. Ramones.
The Ramones.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Which network began using the peacock as its symbol?
NBC.
Right.
Bing, bing, bing.
In addition to owning the Seattle Supersonics, what major American beverage company did
Starbucks.
Howard...
Starbucks.
Yep.
I have to look down for the answer, Brian.
Okay.
Only one NFL player has ever been named the MVP five times. Name him.
Tom Brady.
Yep. I think it's Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow, good job, Vinny. That football one you got right.
I still got it, boy.
In terms of the television shopping network, what does QVC stand for?
Thank you for getting the letters correct.
Quality
Value Channel?
Just a minute, I gotta find it.
Quality Viewing Channel.
Quality Value Convenience.
Mm. Quality Value Convenience. I got it. The C is not channel.
What is the most popular city in the state of Delaware?
Most popular?
Most popular?
That has the most followers on Instagram? What?
God, I don't know.
Sandy Fort?
It might be. I don't know. Can I think? What's the capital of Delaware? Do I know anything about Delaware?
It's where the
where Semper Vivi
it's
from?
Small. The Wire, it's Delaware.
That's Maryland.
Salisbury. Maryland.
Wilmington.
Dover.
No, Wilmington.
Of course, everybody knows that.
I don't think Dover's in Delaware anyway.
A fifth of whiskey is 1/5 of which a gallon, quart, or liter.
Liter.
Nope.
Sure. A quart.
I hope it's not a liter.
It's a gallon.
A fifth of a gallon? God, I gotta stop.
That's what it's
drinking them every night.
Buying those for the Christmas show.
What sport uses EPs, foils, and sabers?
Fencing.
I said EVPs. I was gonna say wrestling.
I actually took a fencing class at community college.
Really?
I was poor at it.
You don't say.
It involves coordination and
and stabbing
and accuracy
and being a large target.
That's the bigger issue.
There was a lot of hitting to stab.
Yeah. God.
Who was automatically your first friend when you joined MySpace?
Tom.
Tom. Yeah.
That guy. That weird guy who never changed his profile picture.
Back to the whiteboard.
Yeah.
Of the four teams in the NFL AFC South Division, which one is located furthest north?
Georgia.
Indianapolis. The Indianapolis Colts. The Indianapolis Colts.
Right, okay, right, right.
She has to look up the answer, bro.
I'm not sure she heard me.
That's because you made me change today.
We made you change it because we would have just answered the same questions again.
I even took the book down with me when I had my lunch at the patio today.
It doesn't matter what you did. You repeated the questions.
Of the four teams in the FLL.
Oh, my God. The Indianapolis Colts.
The Jeffersons was a spinoff of what popular American television
show? All in the Family.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Anybody should know that one.
That's
I thought
right,
she was talking about the Jetsons. I was totally confused.
Yeah. In the year 2000... Which team did Dennis 2000? Rodman play his final NBA game?
The Bulls.
No.
Oh, the
That's
last one?
That's a good
one?
Question.
Was it the Lakers?
Michael Jordan?
Miami Heat. No, the last team.
Dallas Mavericks.
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. That? No. Okay.
No. Yeah. No one said Dallas.
The North Koreans.
That's that.
All right. Well, we survived, everybody. I can only imagine the people tuning in for the first time to hear that trivia contest. All right, Granny. Well, I'll be...
You want me to quit doing it?
20 years this has been going on. Hey, Granny, I'll see you on Friday for Danny.
Okay. I'm going to take the psychology classes.
Do it.
Then I'm going to give you guys a bad time.
That's not why you study psychology.
Hey, whatever motivates her.
Yeah.
God.
Figure out what
You're
makes
supposed
us
to
tick.
Help.
So she'll analyze us.
Yeah.
Find all our flaws, and there are many.
I got nothing to hide.
That's right.
All right, Granny.
I'll have one whole show of flaws of you guys.
Please.
I actually look forward to this.
Please do. Next week. I
will contribute to your education fund. Yes.
Oh, no. You'd probably be so mad at me.
I'll bet you'd be surprised.
All our phobias.
No, I wouldn't find anything wrong with you.
Aw, what a sweet grandmother.
Come on. Ridiculous.
I can help.
Ridiculous. Yeah, Craig's got nothing to hide.
Nope. I really don't.
Yeah. All right, anything else, Granny?
No.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time then.
Okay, see you Friday.
Okay. Bye. All right. Well, for those of you listening,
hang up on her.
We said goodbye. What do you want me to do?
I don't know.
See you later, Granny. Hasta luego. Better?
I wish you could guys see the frozen picture of Granny right now.
Put it up there, Jared. Put up the frozen picture of Granny. Hey! Let's leave that up the entire show. That is an amazing, amazing photo. Yeah. Okay. Well, we got Mid-South Wrestling. If you're a freeloader, we review it every week. And we're going in order.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Not like Granny.
Although we started like halfway through.
You know, I was thinking today about AEW. And there was, you know, we were asking that question, like, why did this match become a three-way? This where Nick Wayne got added to the match?
Yeah.
And someone on the board's like, well, they announced it on social media. And it was like, okay, well, that's cool and all.
Sure.
I didn't see it because I'm not on their social
media. Well, it also doesn't answer the question.
Well,
we know that he was added.
Actually, if you watch it, the answer was he asked.
Okay.
Or he said he wanted to or something. I can't remember. Anyway, it wasn't good. It wasn't a good reason.
Fair.
But no, it was on social media. So my point was like, well, that's, you know, listen, if anybody wants to do anything on social media, I don't care. Except Dave's tweeting. I can do without that. I'm trying to talk him out of this for years. But the point of this is, if you're going to air something on social media, that's cool. But if it's important, it should be on television. Okay? Right?
That's fair.
Sure. So I was thinking about it. And I was thinking, you know, we're going to, at some point, do like 10 years ago on Dynamite or 15 years ago on Dynamite or
probably will, yeah.
20 years ago on Dynamite. And it suddenly hit me that we are going to be reviewing these shows in order without the benefit of accompanying social media. We are going to have no idea what's going on. Like, now, I mean, everything is on social media. The matches are announced on social media. The angles, they shoot angles on social media. It's like, and I bring this up because I was watching this show, and like, was there social media in 1983 where they announced why Ric Flair wasn't on the show?
There was not.
Or why the fuck anything is happening? Dude, where was, they announced last week, Ric Flair will be on next week's show. Remember?
Mm-hmm. I do.
They did.
Didn't they announce a few weeks ago that the Von Erichs were going to be on the show or something?
They never said it. They did a Von Erich video to hype his appearance on local shows, but they never said Kevin Von Erich will be on TV.
All right. Well, did they not announce that Ric Flair was going to be on this show?
They certainly did.
Maybe 100%. We misheard, and they said we're going to be talking about Ric Flair next week.
No, they said he was going to be on
TV. You don't advertise you're going to be talking about somebody. The fact is they advertised him when he wasn't there, and I don't know why. I got to go back to Observers and find out.
They did mention him something in Japan.
Which only served to remind me that he was supposed to be on the show.
Exactly.
I had forgotten until they mentioned his name.
Yes.
I was like, hey, wait a minute.
And then they announced a standby main event and then just did a different one.
Yes.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on with this show?
This show may have been drunk.
There was one amazing, like, this was a very nothing happening by the numbers show. Mm-hmm. But there was a very, very amazing moment in the best match on the show, as we'll get to.
Well, there's also a best moment, amazing moment in the intro. We watched Mid-South Wrestling, Season 6, Episode 31, July 28th, 1984. So yes, a new intro, chock full of primitive 1980s video effects.
God, these are terrible.
But man, they include the moment, not only the moment when Jim Cornette goes face first into the cake, but then they cut to Bill Watts. And even better, Boyd Pierce laughing at this. I don't remember they showed this video the first time. I think we heard the audio. I don't think we saw them reacting. Boyd Pierce looking off screen, pointing with his left hand, slapping the table with his right hand, rearing back in laughter.
But you know what's great about it?
The more Boyd I see, the better he gets.
And the announcers in WWE will laugh, you know, but it's like fake laughter.
Horrible fake laughter. Yeah. Michael.
I didn't for one second disbelieve Boyd Pierce.
Absolutely not.
He was howling.
Yes. So then Jim Ross and Jewel Watts open the show. Super job, Jewel, on that new opening for Mid-South you've done there. And they say the main event is,
I love Boyd,
Junkyard Dog and Jim Duggan versus the Midnight Express for the tag titles in a no DQ bout. But first,
no DQ.
That's what they said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Bill Watts with Terry Taylor and the TV medal.
Oh, my God. How long did this whole segment go?
Somehow, because I felt the same way, somehow only like 8 minutes.
8 minutes?
But
okay, for those of you that have not been following along with us, they had an insufferably long tournament to crown a new Mid-South television champion, okay?
What about the tournament?
It goes on and on and on. And as God is my witness, I swear on a stack of Bibles, they wrote the graphics. If you're old, you might remember like Payless. They went and they got a big old piece of paper.
Poster board.
There you go.
But they only fucking bought one. And then they started drawing the graphics or the brackets or whatever, and somebody realized, well, fuck, we fucked something up here. Do we have any more poster board?
Mm-mm.
Then maybe they turned it over and they tried again. They fucked it up again. But anyway, they're out of poster board. And so the brackets just start going. It's like a thought bubble.
There's a dotted line.
This goes here, yeah. And that goes up there, and then this one crosses over, and that one goes. I swear to God, these are the brackets. And they hold them up on television. They're not even like a
week
graphic on the screen.
Week after week.
Holy
fuck. They never got a new one.
No.
They used the same broken brackets the entire like 10-week tournament.
Yes, yes. There was a budget, most of which went to the medal, apparently. So the winner's going to get a Olympic-style gold medal, because it's 1984. It's an Olympic year. So they do this tournament, and it just fucking goes on for years, it seems, okay? And finally, they get down to the end of the tournament, and, like, I can't even remember what happened because it was just bullshit. Yeah. What happened?
I think Koloff won.
Crusher just beat him.
But no, it was something happened.
Somebody interfered.
Somebody attacked somebody.
Never, ever went clean on the show.
Yeah, bullshit or whatever. And yeah. So, you know, this.
But it did not feel like a tournament final. It felt like every other match on every other show.
Yes.
No,
actually, he's an American pretending to be a Russian.
Yes.
He's a sympathizer. Yeah, but if they would have done it today, the babyface would have got attacked, and he would have overcome all the odds and then won the tournament. He got attacked, and then he lost.
Well, yeah, that also would happen today, by the way. So anyway, he loses, and then the Russian sympathizer ends up, you know, he's got the gold medal.
He steals it.
Yeah. And then
he won.
Terry Taylor ends up beating the Russian sympathizer. Yeah. But then some other fella, new in the territory, Dr. Death Steve Williams, he shows up and he steals the medal. Okay? Actually, no, the medal is given to him to hold or whatever, right? Because he's a babyface.
He was a babyface who had in his possession.
Exactly. So he was given like, the medal to like hold on
to. For safekeeping or something.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the next week he's like, oh, I left it at home. And then the next week it's like, I ain't bringing it back. In possession 9/10. He turns heel. Now he has stolen the medal. Okay. He won't give it back. Anybody who tries to get it, he beats their ass. And he's like, if you want this medal, you're going to have to take it from me. This goes on for weeks. Okay. And finally they do a deal where he says, you know what, Terry Taylor? If you can win this match against this bloke tonight, I think it was the same Koloff,
Crusher,
Khrushchev. Yeah. If you can beat him, I'll give you the medal back. So Terry Taylor gets in the ring, and they do the whole whatever, and he ends up winning, and then Dr. Death takes off the medal, and he clobbers Terry with it, and he leaves with the medal again. Yeah. It's been like 24 weeks, okay? So after all that, Dr. Death still has the medal. Okay? Terry still hasn't gotten it back. So if you're listening to this for the first time, you're probably thinking, man, what match might they set up? You know, are they going to put it on a pole? Early ladder match in pro wrestling? What are they going to do to figure out who's going to get this medal? Well, the fucking show opens, and Bill Watts says, I was watching my favorite sport, amateur wrestling. And he explains that there was, like, some guy won, but then there was some controversy, and so it went to a committee, mm-hmm. and the committee made a ruling, and the medal was taken away from the guy who won.
So the American won 3-0, but then they went to the boardroom,
yes.
where they decided apparently the Canadian scored some more points mm-hmm. that they missed during yes. the actual event,
yeah.
so they awarded it to the Canadian. So Bill Watts says...
So technically, hold on. Technically, that means the Canadian was the better wrestler.
They used instant replay to make the correct call.
Okay, yes. So the correct call was missed.
This outraged Bill Watts.
Bill Watts, because an American, got yes. the medal stripped, and he goes, God damn it, we have been hearing from fans, and the inmates are running the asylum, and that will not stand here in Mid-South Wrestling.
Mid-South will never reverse a decision that happens in the mat.
Yes.
So things will never be fair, is what he's saying.
And so he says, Terry... Here's your fucking medal back. Mm-hmm. I was like, I've been watching this storyline for 16 fucking weeks or whatever, and that is how it ended? You watched some shit amateur wrestling on television, and there was a bullshit call that made you mad, and so everything's out the window? God damn it! And it's over. That's it.
Well, you forgot about the earlier part where he takes the medal back from Dr. Death, and he's like, this stinks. This stinks.
God.
And then he just gave it to Terry Taylor, and that was it.
Yes. So.
That was a shittier payoff than the whole TV tournament.
So first of all, I have no idea what he's talking about in the Olympics. So I looked it up, and in the 1984 Olympics, a 136-pound American named Randy Lewis won the gold medal in wrestling. which that's the weight division he was talking about. So I've
I don't think it was the Olympics. It was something else.
The qualifier, maybe, or
I think it was he was just watching wrestling.
I thought he said Olympics.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I still don't know what he's talking about. So then they agreed, yes, we will never, ever use instant replay. So guys, cheat all you want. You'll keep getting away with it. That's cool. And it was 8 minutes that felt like 20-something. And then it's over, and Bill says, here's your medal. And Terry says, thanks, and we go to commercial.
That was it.
That was it.
That's a jump the shark moment right there for me with this show.
I don't disagree.
So they said they're not going to use instant replay. They're going to keep everything fair. But then last week they took all the weapons away from all the baby faces, and nobody's allowed to use chairs or chains or rackets and so forth and so on. It's a very odd combination of rules.
Well, question mark. He's kind of making up as he goes along. Hercules Hernandez versus Rocky Smith. Jim Cornette is doing ring intros. He agrees with Mid-South banning 2x4s and chains, disagrees with them banning the harmless tennis racket, but in the interest of fair play, he's consenting to their rules. He joins the commentary desk to discuss Hercules' new move. It's the Cobra Clutch, or I never heard this term before. Shinanamaki?
Shimagi Omagi.
Cornette claims this hold was developed
I think Cornette kept calling it the Shinamataki because he was getting away with saying shit on TV.
I see. And he claims it was developed by the Mongolians because, as Jim Cornette says in 1984, the Orientals have always been masters of hand-to-hand combat.
Mm.
He explains what this hold does. It doesn't just put you to sleep, it makes you pass out. It's like if you, Jim Ross, in your terrible physical condition, stood up too fast to black out. I laughed at that. So Hurt gets the Shinanamaki and puts Rocky Smith out. And then, of course, it's the old school. Once you put a man to sleep, you must wake him up or he'll die. So he wakes him up.
Not just that. Well, he kicks him in the back.
But that's how he wakes him up, yeah.
He's actually wrong about the Shinamataki. Once you release the hold, if they're unconscious, they're going to wake up. Like, you can wake them up quicker. They're only going to die if you continue to choke them until they're dead.
Yeah.
Yes, the blood returns to the brain when you let go.
So then Jim Ross explains it's very hard to control athletes as extroverted as pro wrestlers. I'm an introvert myself, so I'm not an expert in the situation, but I don't think most extroverts go around smashing people with 2x4s and rackets and whatnot.
Well, most don't, but yeah. I mean, those that do are extroverted.
I suppose so.
Although not always.
Yeah, there's a lot of introverted psychos out there.
That's true.
No. Whenever they find a serial killer, they go to the next door neighbor, and they would say, he was always a quiet man.
That's true. So we go to a sit-down discussion between Bill Watts and Sonny King. And Watts says, you know, man, Bill Watts loves sports. I was watching Olympic gymnastics.
As one does.
And the commentator...
Does this guy do anything other than watch sports?
No.
God. How about you book your show better, brother? God.
The commentator said, in a sport like gymnastics, the rules need to evolve. Well, sometimes the rules in pro wrestling need to evolve, too.
They need to evolve.
And he goes, the history of... Yeah, he's got the year of the first version of each of these matches, from no DQ to Texas Death.
You know what this Bill Watts like to do? Talk.
Yes.
God damn it. He's supposed to be interviewing Sonny.
Yes.
And he just fucking talks and talks and talks, and Sonny's just sitting there the entire time like, yeah. Are you ever going to ask me a fucking question, Bill?
Yeah. No DQ to Texas Death to Brass Knucks to Bunkhouse Match to Bull Rope Match to Walking Tall to Dog Collar Match to Ghetto Street Fight.
God damn it. What's your question?
To Coal Miner's Glove Match. So they show the video where... Hacksaw Duggan brings the 2x4 into the ring. Hercules gets the 2x4 and smashes Sonny King in the shoulder. First thing Sonny King says is, people always ask me if what I do is real. This separated shoulder is real. And I bet it was, too. 3 weeks of making money down the drain, he says. Watts repeats that all these weapons are banned. And Sonny says, well, he asked Sonny, when are you going to come back? And Sonny says, that is a secret between me and my doctors. I will be at every show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When opportunity arrives, I will be ready. I've been down before. I was in intensive care.
Yeah, he says, I've been down before, as all of you might have read.
Was he stabbed?
He was talking about the stabbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't actually talk about it on TV, but this was actually like, I mean, I don't know how much they wanted you to know, but if they wanted you to know what he was talking about, they should have explained more. But yes, he mentioned that everybody read about it, and he was in intensive care. He was stabbed multiple times.
Yeah. Told my son I'd wrestle again and I'd make him proud, and I did. So he's vowing to come back. I don't think he does. At least not here.
I think he comes back for just a few more matches.
Big Bad Bob Owens and, yes, Tim Horton versus the Fantastics. You can write like 50 coffee and donut jokes, but the match only went like a minute.
Yeah.
Rogers dunked Horton with a middle rope splash and pinned him.
This was not the actual Tim Horton, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, just to clarify.
I'm very disappointed to learn that.
It's, Tommy Rogers throws a heck of a dropkick. Holy cow.
That was great, man. So
also, that splash on Tim Horton, he murdered him.
So they spent a lot of time discussing Kerry Von Erich. He lost that world title to Ric Flair in Japan and how unfair it was. They did not use the sumo referee excuse that Fritz Von Erich used in World Class TV, which is too bad because it's one of my favorite, just wrestling, only in wrestling would you even think of this. But, yeah. Ric Flair's champion again, but not on the show. Steve Williams versus Rick McCord. What shitty wrestlers these two are. At least Doc is big and scary. He tosses McCord around. He wins with a stampede. It was four.
He's much better working with people that know how to work.
I'm sure.
Yes.
But McCord doesn't, and he dragged Steve down to his level.
Just a squash.
You notice Doc, of course, he's pretty green still.
I'll say.
Man, when he did this, that stampede, usually the guy will drop to a knee and then drop the guy. No.
Oh, no.
He just leapt into the air and dropped the guy flat on his back, and he landed with all his weight on top of him.
Well, he got him.
He won.
He got him.
That's how you pin a man. Midnight Express versus Junkyard Dog and Jim Duggan.
This match was absolutely, positively incredible. So first off, the disparity in talent between the two teams was astounding. The Midnight Express are absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. Junkyard Dog can barely do anything. Hacksaw Duggan, like, I don't know how he wasn't in WWE yet. He is a giant cartoon character. Mm-hmm. He's just an animated cartoon character. And this is one of those matches where it's you know, we have the same basic, you know, psychology today. There's some babyface shine, then some heat, then a comeback. But like in this match, it was the babyfaces shine for like 27 straight minutes. Then the heels got heat for like 2 seconds, and then there's a comeback. Like,
yep.
And so they're running wild, and so the finish is JYD is supposed to hit his big thump, and Jim Cornette is going to throw powder into his face. Okay, for some reason, even though this is a no disqualification match, they have to distract the referee.
Right.
I don't know why. So he hits this fucking power slam, and it's all Dog's fault. He hits him with a slam right in the middle of the ring, which you're supposed to slam people in the middle of the ring, but Cornette's supposed to be able to hit this guy with this fucking powder. So he needed to be closer to the ropes. Well, he's too far away. So Cornette gets this powder and he fucking throws it and it gets nowhere near Junkyard Dog's face. So he throws again as hard as he can.
He threw the bag at him.
Maybe like one atom of powder gets onto Dog's face, okay? So Dog knows, well, shit, I'm supposed to be blinded. And the announcers are screaming, he's blinded! So Hacksaw starts chasing Jim Cornette. And so as you're watching Jim Cornette sprint around the ring getting chased by Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Junkyard Dog decides, well, there's only one course of action.
Sure.
So he proceeds to crawl on his hands and knees and begin rubbing his face in the white powder all over the mat. I was dying.
Sure, it wasn't the
absolutely
first time.
Dying.
Craig.
Just rubbing his face in this white powder that's mm-hmm. all over the mat. I'm like, oh my fucking God.
Inhaling deeply.
I was dying. Absolutely dying. But you know what? He got powder all over his face.
I guess so.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. So you neglected to mention before the match, as Cornette is running his mouth as he tends to do, Crusher Khrushchev suddenly appears in the ring, and Cornette says, oh, excuse me, Boyd. He gives him the mic back, and Crusher, Hercules, and Cornette have a huddle, and it appears that cash is exchanged one way or another. So then at the end, they're doing all this stuff with the powder. Hacksaw gets his hands on Cornette, and he lifts him up with a big double hand choke. His back's to the entryway, so Hercules returns, bearing the coal miner's glove, and he waffles Hacksaw with the coal miner's glove. Joel Watts is absolutely baffled. He says, I thought Khrushchev had the coal miner's glove.
He had no idea what's going on.
Connect those dots, Joel. You can do it. Get that hamster wheel running. You can figure this out.
A video package.
He did.
What he needed.
Of this very match.
Yes.
He needed a video package of the match he was watching at the time.
Not a social media exclusive.
No.
So.
So this was a no DQ match.
Yes.
But they didn't use any of the banned gimmicks, even though it was a no DQ match.
Well, just because there's no DQ does not mean you won't be fined.
I guess that's true.
That's ridiculous.
Sure.
Well, yeah, the show's ridiculous.
It's off the rails. Saying, you can still you win the match but lose $10,000.
I've said my piece.
Continue. Poor trade.
Boyd Pierce was excellent again at the beginning here when Cornette takes the mic from him. Usually he does like a double take and he looks at his hand, at his empty hand when the mic is gone. Yeah. This time he just gave Cornette the death stare the entire time. Cornette's going on about how the Midnight Express are the number one cause of divorce in America, just going on and on and on, and Boyd Pierce is just giving him the old double eyes, just staring right at him. Finally, Cornette gives him the mic back to go talk to the other guys, and he's happy again, but Boyd Pierce is great. Mm-hmm.
So they advertise, up next is a standby match with Hans Schroeder versus Tony Torres.
That's what they said.
Which, boy, howdy, does that sound like a standby match to me. Instead, we come back, and Jim Ross is interviewing Cornette, who emphasizes this junkyard dog. And Jim Duggan, who demanded this match, we wanted to wrestle with honor. They demanded an ODQ match, so they got what they deserved. And nobody said anything about being fined for using a glove. Because Mid-South is so dumb, they're very specific about which weapons you cannot use to cripple someone with.
Right.
Yep. So your main event, which is still a standby match, is Buddy Landell and Crusher Khrushchev versus the Pretty Young Things. I like that Buddy's hometown is just California.
Well, you know, it was a lot smaller back then. You know, it's too bad. It's too bad that it was more sparsely populated. You know, more people now. But it's too bad that Coco was short because goddamn was he a great babyface.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He made a great babyface comeback.
Mm-hmm.
But he was short, so he went to WWE and he was just a
Birdman,
just a guy.
Had a job forever.
He had a bird and did a bunch of jobs.
Well, that is true. That is true. So they tell us time is limited. If it goes to a draw, we will try to get a rematch next week. And they have like 3 minutes.
I've been burned before.
So Coco gets this hot tag with like 30 seconds to go. And like you say, he's great, flying around, kicking all his ass. And with like 10 seconds left, he tries the sunset flip. I'm like, dude, they're going to give us a finish after all. And then Crusher kicks out and the bell rings.
Yeah.
At least this one ended.
That's true.
Not that they show a week or two ago where they just left mid-match.
I still don't have closure on that fantastic.
We still don't know who won that fantastic.
No, why couldn't they rebook that match? I mean, come on. They've promised that in the past.
And so the show ends, and I was left asking, I could have sworn Ric Flair was supposed to be on the show.
Telling you, dude, no answer. We have no idea. It's a mystery.
Yep.
Maybe he'll be on next week. Maybe he won't. I guess he's world champion now. He's just too busy.
I guess. You know what? It's actually not... Well, that's a logical answer. He's got.
It probably is because he won the title.
He's got other defenses.
But could you at least say the man won the title in Japan? He couldn't make it here tonight. Instead of just like
he's got title commitments in Florida or
what about
New
those
York
of us that stay at home on a Kansas Saturday City? Afternoon and watch Ric Flair instead of going to the beach because we have no VCRs in 1984, huh? They fucked us. That's what they did.
Forgive my forgetfulness, but didn't they say they were going to have a match that? They said they were going to have a match on the TV that wasn't promoted in that area. It was like from
what are you
Dallas.
Talking about?
I have no idea.
No clue.
Okay.
Mm.
So I guess the answer to your question, Craig, is no.
No, I should have written it down. I'm dumb.
Well, on that note, everybody, we're going to wrap it up for today. Vinny and I are going to be back on Thursday, AEW NXT, and then it's going to be a wild Saturday, as Vinny and I are going to watch all three shows and do a show after each show. And then I will do another show with Dave late in the evening. And then Sunday, we will have a show with Vinny and with Dave.
Six shows. A show with Vinny and a show with Dave.
Yeah, six shows in 2 days this weekend. So, hey, if you're freeloading right now, sign up. Sign up today. And you'll get all that coverage, and also SummerSlam weekend as well as in this next month. So F4WOnline.com for the full site. If you never subscribed, F4WOnline.com/new get half off. Or you can go to Apple Podcasts at 4wonline.com/apple, at 4wonline.com/Spotify for Spotify, and at 4wonline.com/YouTube. Sign up for this and you can watch all the shows. So anyway, I'll be back tomorrow with Observer Live, Observer Radio, and After Dark Radio. Three shows tomorrow, so check it out. And that's it. We'll talk to you again after a while.
Good night.
Adios.
Mahalo.